So Simon Tess, Hilchos Tzitzis. Gedolah mitzvah tzitzis shabai ha-kosef shaklo v'tolobo es kol ha-mitzvos kulon. The Torah compared all of the mitzvos connected the mitzvah of tzitzis. Shenemar, or isim also zechartim is kol mitzvah Hashem, that we, all of the mitzvos, you look at the tzitzis and you will remember all of the mitzvos of Hashem. Now we have some gematria, tzitzis, begematria, tof reish, tzitzis is begematria 600. Okay, we have Tav is 400. Two tzadis, 180.
Tell me these pages. Excuse me, what?
On page Nun Beis.
What?
Nun Beis.
Nun Beis. They have it stapled, you can't even see. Okay, I see Nun Beis.
Tzitzis begibatria Tav Reish, 600. In addition to the gematria of tzitzis, we also have ches chutin.
You'll need this.
Oh, okay. Thank you. We have eight strings. Okay, eight strings. Vehei kisharim, five knots. Each string has, you have eight in each corner there are eight strings. And then there are five knots. Hare taryag, for a grand total of taryag. 613 mitzvos. Nowhere in the Torah does it say, we always discuss this, this idea of taryag is a Gemara and it's a Medrash. And I've mentioned that there are chiluke deos, there are other conflicting midrashim that say, there is no number of 613. This is an invention of a Medrash and a Gemara. It's a tradition, it's Chazal. 613, and then becomes the big mystery of which mitzvos are included in the Taryag mitzvos, and which mitzvos are not included. And you have the Rambam, and you have the Chinuch, and you have the Smag, and the Smak, all different Mefarshim telling us, figuring out which mitzvos to include, which mitzvos not to include, what exactly are the mitzvos. But that all starts with the premise that there are 613 mitzvos. And then, as you mentioned, there's 620, that's an additional 7 mitzvos to Rabbah, which brings us to 620, which is Begematria Keser. Keser, Yidin Lucha, which happens to be the number of letters that there are in the Lucho Shniois. This week is Parsha Sisra, the Aseres Hadibros, and the Lucho Shniois have exactly 620 letters, Begematria Keser, which equals the 613 mitzvos, the Minatoyer from Hashem, plus the 7 mitzvos, Dirabonan. And all of... And all of them, not Noach, Tayag mitzvos, and all that is alluded to in at least the 613 is alluded to in the tzitzis. When you look at one of the four corners, you see in front of you the word tzitzis, which is begematria 600. You see in front of you the eight strings. You see the five knots, which brings you to a total of 613, and that's what it means in the pasuk. At least a remez, uriisem also uzachartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. When you look at the tzitzis, you can be numerically reminded of all of the mitzvos Hashem. L'chein, therefore, I'll show you where I'm reading from. L'chein, therefore, tzarech kol ish liyos nizor sheyiyeh loitalis katan sheyhe maluvosh boi kol hayom. You should wear a talis katan the entire day. V'yiyeh shel tzemer rechelim should be wool. Lavan, it shall be from wool. Now that is a chumrah. It does not necessarily have to be from wool. He's passing l'chumrah that ideally it should be from wool, because basically then any type of tzitzis that you put on the garment, okay, we'll get that a little later on, will be good. Let's say, v'gadol kishir, tahaynu gimel revihi amo bo'arech v'chatzi amo b'arechav. The length of the talis katan shall be 3/4 of an amo long and a chatzi amo wide. The Yeshayim, some say the shear shall be amo al amo. It shall be 1 amo long and 1 amo wide. So he presents here 2 different opinions: 3/4 of an amo or 1 amo. The oisam shina. How much is that? Does that halacha lemais? So how do we paskin? So it should not be less than 8. We paskin l'chumra pretty much 1 amo. By 1 amo, 1 amo long and 1 amo wide, which basically means at least 18 inches. I think everyone here has a talis katan. It's hard to find the talis katan for an adult that is less than 18 inches wide. Lengthwise, of course, it's going to be 18 inches. Some people, they go to the store, they have all different numbering systems. Some want a chazonishir talis katan, which is not so big. Chazonish is 24 inches. Okay, some have 20. So when you go to the store, they have a whole long, a lot of cubbies. A lot of the stores have cubbies of the different types of tzitzis. And the first thing you want to ask for is going to be wool or cotton. That's one condition. He's telling us here that ideally it should be wool. Some people don't like wool because they sweat or it irritates them. So that's fine. You can have a cotton talus cotton as well, especially since the tzitzis are wool. We'll come to that a little bit later on. But the first issue is the material. Is it wool or is it cotton? Next, after you know that it's wool, the next question is, what is the width? How many inches? It should not be less than 18 inches, which you'll probably can't even find less than 18 inches unless you're buying for a child. And then they max, they have 18, they have 20, 22, 24. I think it goes by twos, the different sizes. Then the next issue you'll ask for, do you want a V-neck or do you want a round neck? Some people like it to be cut like a V, or some people like it to be round. There's really no difference in halacha. Maybe we'll come across some of that soon. And the next issue is that tzitzis, do you want it to be two holes or do you want it to be a one hole? And this, all of these talisos, this is a one hole, right? It's a one hole. And the tzitzis is tied around the hole to the end. It's a great idea. You got me the talus guttel. Everyone sees the talus that is one hole, and it ties around to the end of the talus.
Wait till we get to shrita.
The shrita. What? Wait till we get to shrita. Okay. Some have a minog. This is. We'll come to it. The Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do this. It's mechzik yehora. It looks like a balgaiva to do this. Only for a very big tzaddikim. Two holes. You have two holes?
I've seen, right.
I think I have two holes. No, it's because of the way I had. It's because all they have in the store. No, this is the one hole. Okay. So I guess, it's, you know what a tzaddik nister is? There's a tzaddik nister, and then there's a tzaddik. He's such a tzaddik nister. Even the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't know that he's a tzaddik. A real tzaddik nister.
You call
me a tzaddik, and then again, frask. Okay, two holes. So there are many, many variables. That's why, now you know why you have so many cubbies. If you go into Eichler's, or you go into any good Judaica store, they have a cubby the size of this bookcase with all these little compartments. Why in the world do you have to have so many compartments? Again, all the variables. You want wool, or do you want cotton? Number two, the size. 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, they're even larger, perhaps 28. Person very large, you need a very large talus cut. The next variable, do you want the V-neck or do you want the round neck? The next variable, do you want the one hole or do you want the two holes? So figure, do the math, they don't even have enough cubbies for all of those different variables. And believe me, people ask for the strangest things I've seen. I want a 26 V-neck, two holes. People, they're very, very precise. And many times they don't have it. We'll get it for you. On order, we'll get it for you. We'll order for you, just take a day or two. And in the warehouse, they have everything there. They make, you know, you have to satisfy your customers. And there's a, Baruch Hashem, there's a very large population, and they make every type of possible size that you can want, and whatever you want. Oh, and then another variable, I'm sorry. I left another variable. The tzitzis. Do you want thick tzitzis, or do you want thin tzitzis?
Hashkacha on the tzitzis.
No, they don't really have hashkacha. They have very, yeah, they do have hashkacha, but that's not. Keter, well, these are done by these companies. Keter, Malchus, they're all different types.
There's another way you want stripe.
Okay, then there's another way of the Hasidim. Okay, they're over here in Flatbush, there's not a Hasidish neighborhood, but the Hasidim, they wear the talus over their shirt. So they like to have the fringes hanging out like this on the bottom of a talus skatan. If you're a Litvak, a Misnaged, and you're wearing a wool tzitzit and has the stripes, so everything goes inside. You don't want fringes hanging loose underneath your shirt, it's going to get in the way. But if you're a chosid and you're wearing the talus skatan on top of your shirt, and you wear the bekasha on top, or you wear your vest on top, you wear a vest, so then when the tzitzis hang out, part of the style of dress is there are fringes. So you have a talus skatan which has another variable. So it's amazing the variables that you can have in getting the tzitzis and the thickness. Do you want thick, thin? Some like thick, some like thin, because if it's thick, it opens up. When it's thin, it's very tight, it doesn't open up. But today, they glue it shut. There's a new thing today. Today they have hashkacha. They actually glue. People buy. You know, you ever see this? Today they're all glued shut. All the good talisos today, they're glued shut. They use the alpi halacha. That's not a problem. I don't know. Maybe we'll come to the details. They take actual glue and they glue the last knot to make sure that it will never open up. So there are so many variables that go into making the another variable. Some people don't want you to put on the tzitzis. They want to do it themselves. They like to put on tzitzis themselves. They have them the l'shem kedusha tzitzis. They don't trust hashkach or whatever it is. I just want to buy the garment, and I will put on the tzitzis myself. Another variable. And then tchelas. Some people today, they're into the murics. The murics, they only want to buy the tchelas, which cost a fortune. It costs like $70 a pair with just the tzitzis itself. That's another. Is it tchelas? Is that ideal? Not ideal. Different customs. Some people are very into the tchelas. Rav Herschel Schechter wears tchelas. And some people, adraba, don't wear tchelas. We don't have a mesora. What right do you have to wear tchelas? Rabbi Reisman is very against the tchelas. Al pi halacha. Rabbi Shol Reisman, famous Shol Reisman, I heard him give a shir, an incredible shir. He brainwashed me that that the tchelas that they're selling, the murics, is no way in the world can be the real tchelas. The first time I saw a demonstration was by a convention many years ago. The person, what's his name? I remember his name. Gadenstein? Is that his name?
Oh, you mean
the person who runs the whole institute in Eretz Yisrael?
The OU?
Not the OU. No, there's a private organization. The one who manufactures the trailers in Eretz Yisrael. So he gave a presentation. I was blown away. It was just compelling. And his presentation, he did this by the Aguda conventions and by the OU conventions and the National Council conventions. The loss of the Soloveitchiks are because of the Mesorah. The Mesorah. The Briskas don't wear tchelas. The Hasidim, you never saw a Chassid wear tchelas. It's because of the Mesorah is bottle, and once the Mesorah is bottle, you cannot bring it back unless, I don't know what they're waiting for, unless Mashiach comes. So unless it's 100% clear, unless it's 100% clear that this is what tchelas is meant to be, then you can put tchelas, yeah.
Is there any difference between the talis cuts that's all one color or the stripes?
No, the stripes, we once spoke about this, the zecher for the tchelas. The reason why we have stripes today, stripes, is a reminder that we're supposed to have tchelas. So it's a zecher. So if you're really wearing tchelas, you don't need the black stripes. It's a contradiction. If you're wearing a real talis, a talis with tchelas, you shouldn't have black stripes, because the black stripes remind you that we don't have a bisman azet tchelas, so we just have some of the blue stripes. But the blue stripes is not a good idea, because we don't really know the color of blue, what shade of blue. So we bedaft to make it black. Some in fact want to say there are opinions that say that tchelas is closer to black than it is blue. So adrab, black. The black is really a copy of what tchelas is. No one knows this.
Anyhow, it's just the reflection of the sunlight that's causing it to look.
We don't know it, right. There are so many different opinions, but generally, the simple opinion is we don't know what shade blue is. Let's assume it's blue. It's a dark blue. We don't know. So we wear black just as it's a color. Black is a safe color. Black is beautiful, and it's a reminder that we're supposed to wear tchelas. We don't have tchelas. We only have lavan, but we should be reminded that one day when Mashiach will come, the tchelas will be restored. Yeah. Medina Ash Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's very popular. I don't see anymore that much the blue. Maybe it's the neighborhood has changed, but it used to be very popular. The blue stripes. It doesn't really make a difference. Right, the tzitzis, because they don't want tchelas. I don't think they'll go that far if tchelas is blue. But the Hasidim and the Soloveitchiks, the Briskas, they refuse to wear tchelas because the Mesorah has been lost from us. It's very interesting that tchelas is something that we do not practice, not because of the Beis Hamikdash. It's one of the, it could be, it's the only mitzvah, if I'm not mistaken, that we don't do bizman hazeh because we just don't know how to do it. Not because it's a mitzvah that's tluyos baretz, or it's because of the Beis HaMikdash. All of the mitzvahs that we do not do bizman hazeh is because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't bring korbanos, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And we don't have minat Torah, trumas and maestros, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We need that as well. We need the land to be rededicated, and we also need the majority of Klal Yisrael living on the land. And that's becoming a very hot issue today, that today already the population has shifted to the point where the majority of Jews already, according to some opinions, are living in Eretz Yisrael, or close to the majority of observant Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael. That's a very big issue in Halacha of when Trumos and Mais, when Shemitah is Min HaTorah, and when Shemitah is Midrabban. Even during the time of Ezra, this is an incredible thing. Even in the time of Ezra, the majority of the Jewish people were not living in Eretz Yisrael. They had a Beis HaMikdash, and according to many opinions, Shemitah was only Midrabbanon. Because even though you have a Beis HaMikdash, since the majority of the Jewish people are not living in Eretz Yisrael, the land does not have the full degree of Kedusha that you can say that the laws of Shemitah are a Din Dorais. But Bizman Hazeh, for the first time since the Bayis Rishon, we're approaching a time. Some say we have already achieved it. It's almost impossible to know for sure because the census in Eretz Yisrael is not at all accurate. That's accepted. That we don't have a way of coming to a point in time where we're going to have the majority of the Jewish people or will be living in Eretz Yisrael. How does that play into the world of Halacha, especially with regard to Shemitah? And this is a very hot topic because a good part of Eretz Yisrael relies on the Het Mechira from Av Herzach. Het Mechira during the year of Shemitah. You sell the land to a guy and you can continue to farm, and it's necessary for a good part of the population because there's just not enough produce to go around for the part that they import and the part and things that they import. And even things that they import, there's health issues for people that are elderly in hospitals. It's a very complicated issue. And the Het Mechira is something which is needed basically for people, many people in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh, and Eretz Yisrael, the Gedolei Yisrael, gave permission. But then there are a very large group of people that are very against this. And they say Het Mechira is Osir, and it's only Mutter. The Het Mechira is built on a lot of a collection of leniencies. So anyway, Shemitah Bizman Hazeh only Midrabbanan. Is it really only Midrabbanan Bizman Hazeh? Maybe it was Mizman Rabbanan time of Herzak, but not anymore. Now in the year 2013, Tav Shinayin Gimel, Hail Ofim, already the population has increased, and many people have made Aliyah. It's a whole different ball game today. It's a whole different equation. And the Het Mechira has to be re-evaluated, even Lefi, those that are mad to the Het Mechira, because the equation has changed. Or has it? Okay, but the point I want to make is basically all the mitzvahs that we do not do Bizman Hazeh is because of the Beis HaMikdash, or because of the concept of mitzvos hatluyos baretz. And we're missing the Beis HaMikdash, we're missing the population, and to show we can't fill. But tzitzis has nothing to do with mitzvos hatluyos baretz. Has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So why then don't we observe the mitzvah of Bizman Hazeh Tcheles? Because we don't know what Tcheles is. It's an incredible concept. It's one of the only mitzvahs. Shechita we do all the mitzvahs that we do because we have a tradition of how to do these mitzvahs. But Tcheles, it's not Plimus, and we don't do it because we lost the Mesorah. Now, getting back to so that's according to the Hasidim and the Briskas, the Soloveitchiks, the Mesorah is lost, and you were not going to restore the Mesorah until we are 100% certain. And the Murics, there are questions with regard to the Murics. It doesn't fit every Maimon Chazal, and therefore we do not. You'll ask the question. So why don't you do it Misafik? Doesn't hurt to do it. So there are many answers. The simplest answer is that Ziyuf HaTorah. You don't do mitzvos, maybe not, on the tzad, that this is tcheles, on the kind of thing. That's not the way you do a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah b'shleimusa. A mitzvah has to be done b'shleimus. This is the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah. I'm doing it, maybe not, I'm going to dress, especially which is so public, I'm not really sure. That's not an approach, a hashkafa in approaching mitzvahs. That's one answer. But Rabbi Reisman blew me away. So I always felt, okay, wow, I was like blown away. They showed all the rayos from the Gemara, and they demonstrate how it's made, and so on and so forth. And talking about tcheles. And indeed, they have a haskama from many Gedolei Yisrael. Look, Rav Herschel Shechtlin is my own cousin, my father's first cousin, Rav Herschel Shechtlin. He's one of the strongest advocates of Tchelas. My own mishpacha, the Tchelas. But then, the environment where I grew up, my father never wore Tchelas, and the places that I always went to, they never wore Tchelas, never even talked about it. And then, about 2 years ago, I went to a shir, Barbara Reisman. Private share wasn't the shiur he gives for 1,000 people. It was a private share, and I snuck my way in. And he went through the sugya of tchelas, and he just basically showed that according to the Rambam, it is impossible al pi halacha for the murex to be the tchelas. It's just impossible. He went through all the sugyas, and he explained all of the issues, and even said that he went there, and there he goes every year to Eretz Yisrael, and he visited this institute and this factory, and he spoke to all the people. He presented all of his arguments, and they had nothing to say. And whatever, so it was very. But obviously, the world goes on. A very significant number of people today wear tchelas. You go to Eretz Yisrael, wherever you turn, they're wearing tchelas. I think only by the Hasidim in America it has not yet. What?
Except one.
Does anyone here wearing tchelas? Is there even one person here?
Right? Group exception.
What's the group?
The
Radzina. The Radzina have their own tchelas, not the Murex. The Radzina have their entirely different type of tchelas. And it's been disproven, okay? It's been disproven that the holding was based on a mistake. I know a Rezina Chassid. I know someone who is I know a few Rezina Chassidim. One is Mishpacha. One is just someone very loyal to the family. And they wear their Radzina Tchelas. You're right. This is what their Rebbe or their grandfather or their great-grandfather taught them. And they Ad Hayom wear their Radzina Tchelas.
What's different about that?
It's a different fish. It's a different snail. It comes from a different creature. Okay, so that is the issue of Tchelas. We have the Talis, the black stripes. Yeah.
They can't use it on Shabbat also?
Talis katan?
Yeah.
Only the briskas don't wear a talis katan on Shabbos. I have cousins, Salvechiks, they do not wear a talis katan on Shabbos.
No, if it is a small, if it is a large as a... It can be bad.
Well, we, among us, we all wear a talis katan on Shabbos. That's among us. The briskas, the real briskas, the people who are from the family of the Salvechiks, their custom is not to wear a talis katan on Shabbos because they're afraid... It may be possible. There are many things which can disqualify a talis, as we're going to learn. And if it's possible, then you are carrying on Shabbos. So they're very nervous. Salvechiks are known to be very meticulous in areas of halacha, and they're very nervous that maybe the talis katan, on the big picture of things, if you wear a talis katan every single Shabbos, invariably one Shabbos you're going to have a talis katan that's possible, and you'll be carrying on Shabbos. So they never wear a talis katan on Shabbos, and they wear a talis katan. And by the way, I just want to make Rabbi Belsky, by Rabbi Yitzhak Vadas, I was told by reliable sources that he wears tchelas, betzina. Betzina. That privately, not on his talis, but that, I don't know exactly when, but it's not seen. You're not going to see, during the week when you see his talis.
No,
tchelas. Shabelsky is from the Gedolei Yisrael. Shabelsky is I don't have to, doesn't need my hakdama, my askama, Shabelsky, so goin sheba goinim, he wears tchelas. Okay, you know, Tarvid Dast, a lot of Rashi Yeshiva, Shabelsky, and they're very different in their shittas in a lot of different eras. Shabelsky, he holds from tchelas. He wears it. He wears the murex. It's known.
Salavechik
shittas? No. Shabelsky is not from the Salavechiks. No. But he wears tchelas. The modern day tchelas he does wear. He doesn't wear it publicly, but he wears it. He holds of it. Rabbi Reisman is probably the biggest misnagid against tchelas. I'll give you another example of different shittas. Lubavitch. Rabbi Belsky is from the biggest misnagdim against Lubavitch. It's very well known. Rabbi Wolfson is a very pro Lubavitch. Rabbi Wolfson, he's the Mashkiach in the Mashkiach in Torah Vedas. He's the Rav of Emunas Yisrael, and they always know, they picture them always together on all the pictures of Torah Vedas, Rabbi Belsky with Rabbi Wolfson, in the Hashkafa towards Lubavitch. You cannot have two people that are more extreme. Rabbi Wolfson, he always speaks at all their conventions and all of he always speaks on behalf of Lubavitch, and he always praises their approach and the Lubavitch Rebbe. And if you learn his Torah, you see his Torah is all very Lubavitch. Is Shevet Don, Ma'asnef L'chol HaMachanos. I really, really understand his whole approach to Yadus. It's a very, very big tzaddik, a very tremendous Talmud Chacham Goin. Rabbi Wolfson, it's pro Lubavitch. Rabbi Belsky, I was in a shir. I heard him say things about Lubavitch. I can't repeat to you. The very different hashkafa in Lubavitch. Tcheles, very different. I heard my own ears, Rabbi Reisman. I heard the shir. I mean, he convinced me. He really convinced me that don't be so fast to go by tcheles. Rabbi Belsky, on the other hand, it's known among the Talmidim that he wears tcheles privately. So you see, among Gedolei Yisrael, yesh v'yesh, yeah.
Very big, I think
retired
professor at Brooklyn College, Berger.
Yeah. Against Lubavitch. Yeah.
To say they're not Jewish.
What?
Almost to say they're not Jewish.
Okay, but Lubavitch is, that's not my place to end up. I have a card. I was one of the first members of the Tzivos Hashem. On the Lower East Side, on the Lower East Side, Tzivos Hashem. I probably still have that card somewhere. Yeah, I remember the Rebbe. I remember when I was very, very little. I didn't appreciate it at the time. I remember when I was very, very little. In MTJ, they took us on Lag BaOmer parade, and they took us to this big stadium, and I remember the Rebbe. He was not far from where I was sitting. I remember him speaking, seeing him, and not such a great distance. And they took us in MTJ, Lower East Side, to the Lag BaOmer parade, and we got in the mail the Tzivos Hashem cards and all the programs. I never thought anything until I came to Flatbush. Coming to Flatbush was a culture shock in many ways. I never knew there's a difference between what kind of yarmulke you wear until I came to Flatbush. I never knew. In Lower East Side, you wear a suede yarmulke, you wear a knit yarmulke, you wear a velvet yarmulke. I never understood that there's a difference. And then when I came to Flatbush, life is not so simple. Everything is very complex. Okay, so let's stop. Let's just finish up the simon. A few more words. The oisim shoisim satalis. Oh, you know what? I have a lot to say on the. So let's stop here. We'll pick up in the middle tomorrow. I want to stop here.